Hi there. I'm Jenny Sawyer, and welcome to Sentinel Watch, where today we're going to go behind the scenes of an editorial, the April Journal editorial, to be precise. And here to talk with me about it is Associate Editor Tony Loebel. Welcome, Tony.
Hi, Jenny.
So, Tony, let's start with maybe what inspired you to write about Easter. Well, other than the fact that it is April, but what was the inspiration behind your editorial?
I mean, I always love having the opportunity to just think a little bit more about the Easter story and write on it. There are so many angles to every story about Jesus. Mm. You could just write a whole book on each of his healings and on all the amazing things that his life included. But obviously, the big thing is, the Easter story where Jesus was crucified and then rose from the grave and then ultimately ascended. And it's something that billions of people celebrate each year. And so it makes total sense to write an editorial around that time in April that focuses on some angle of that story. And I've had an opportunity to do a few of these over the years that I've been an editor and a writer for the periodicals. But I've never, ever I don't have a new idea. I mean, The Bible is like that, isn't it? It constantly inspires new thoughts and new insights. And what came to me actually was kind of this tiny little nugget, really, that Christians in the early days used to have this phrase, "He is risen," which is how they would greet each other. And, you know, it's kind of an extraordinary greeting, really. It's not like, "Hi, how are you doing?" You know,
what's up?
What's up? Yeah. It's like, "He is risen." And so I got cogitating on that. How did that speak to me today? That was kind of the inspiration that led me in the direction I went.
Nice. I'm wondering about how Mary Baker Eddy gives kind of a mission statement for each of the periodicals. And the mission statement for the journal is that it's designed to put on record the divine science of truth. Were you thinking about that at all as you were writing, or how does your editorial kind of fit specifically with the journal's mission?
Well, it really is interesting that you bring up the mission because, you know, the divine science is a huge thing. It's like, I mean, if we think of the natural sciences, you've got physics, you've got biology, you've got chemistry, and each of them in their own right covers a huge amount of ground. But science with a capital S, Christian science or the divine science, the science of truth, covers infinitely more. And yet, because it is a science, like every other science, you know, there are things within the everyday and also just overall experiences of our life that have a science behind them, not just this is a nice phrase or this is a nice narrative, or there's actually this underlying truth which you want to see in what you're reading in the scriptures, and that is the science of truth that the scriptures convey. And so going back to just that little phrase, "He is risen," you know, that was so meaningful to those early Christians. And the story of the crucifixion and resurrection and ascension as actual events remain crucial to Christians all over the world, and very much that includes Christian scientists. But what is the science of that story? And one of the ideas that I touch on in the article is the sense that Jesus was not so much risen as proving the continuity of life with a capital L, divine life. And that's one of the fascinating things of Christian science, that it brings this spiritual perspective, which shows you there's a totally different reality that we actually are belonging to as the children of God, that Jesus was here to show us, and we're here to discover that and uncover that and prove it in our lives. And it's that discovering and uncovering and proving it that is us rising, you know, on a regular basis. And that was what was fascinating to me about that phrase, "He is risen." It wasn't just about one event in time. It was actually about the whole of our lives in the light of Christ was going to be this rising from this material sense of ourselves to a much more interesting and wonderful spiritual sense of who we are.
I'm so glad you said that word proving, Tony, because this is a perfect bridge to my last question, which is, you know, for me at least, writing has to come out of something that I've proven, some insight that I've had that I've actually put into practice, as you said earlier, you know, not just kind of like a nice idea. And I'm wondering if there was anything in particular in your life that connected to this idea that kind of brought you to this place of actually wanting to write about it.
Well, honestly, the connection is more looking out to the world and partly seeing the, you know, if you like, the more traditional ideas in theology, which you know, obviously have their place and are helpful. But for me, being introduced to Christian Science, it's like from day one, I was experiencing this impact of Christ, which was this uprising of thought, which not only felt good in, you know, emotionally or mentally, or it just actually changed my life on a day-to-day basis. And one of my first healings was a physical healing of sinusitis. And it very much came through this understanding that if I look at what I can find in the Bible and read it through the lens of science with a capital S, which is found articulated particularly in Science and Health with Key to Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, then my thought will be uplifted above a material sense of my experience to recognize the spiritual individuality and identity that is actually mine. Mm. And this was a perfect proof. The sinusitis I'd lived with for years went, you know, and it wasn't immediate. It took a little bit of praying, communing with God, but my thought was uprisen and my life was changed. And this is available to everyone, and that excites me.
Well, it excites me too, Tony. My interest is certainly piqued to read your April Journal editorial, and I hope after listening to this that everyone will go and click on the link, which you can find right here, and look forward to joining you next time. Thanks so much, Tony.
Thanks, Jenny.
We've got another fresh Sentinel Watch program for you with Katie Martin this week. Katie shares how she and her family experienced a resurrection of hope and comfort after experiencing the loss of someone very dear to them. You can find the link right on the Sentinel Watch page. And thanks for listening to Sentinel Watch, a weekly production of the Christian Science Sentinel. I'm Jenny Sawyer.
This podcast is produced and copyrighted by the Christian Science Publishing Society.